Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With a new administration in Washington, there has been an increased emphasis on deregulation. All businesses have regulation to some degree, including and especially healthcare, understandably so. Although a complete overhaul of our nation's healthcare system seems to be on hold for now, could regulations come under scrutiny next? Lynn Bailey is a healthcare economist in Columbia. Once again, she's in our studio. Lynn, welcome back.
Glad to be back.
Regulations now showing up on your radar in the healthcare industry?
Well, regulation has always shown, because that's what I help my clients do, is navigate permission to become a licensed healthcare facility. But there was a recent incident early in March where up in Greenville, a patient died. And it brought to mind the real reason behind regulation in healthcare. What grabbed my attention was that this was such a serious issue that right out of the starting gate, the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services were sending the hospital system a letter saying, this is so serious, we may cancel your participation agreement with Medicare and Medicaid.
Is this standard operating procedure?
This is standard operating procedures. And I thought, well, this is a really important piece of regulation that people do not see. This is about being a licensed facility when there is an event. This in Greenville was tragic. What happens? There are internal investigations within the hospital, but there are also investigations by the Department of Health and by Medicare and Medicaid. But when it is very serious, and we call those sentinel events in healthcare, there is the potential that a hospital will lose its participation agreement. And it's called the Medicare death penalty. And if half your patients are Medicare and Medicaid, losing that agreement is, yes, we've got your attention. This was an event that was self-reported by the hospital to the Department of Health and Environmental Control. The event was investigated. They interviewed the nurses and the security team, read through the policies and the procedures, and sent information to the hospital. And on the 3rd of this month, the hospital responded, and we are now in a period where everything is being re-reviewed, and I believe that the facility will not get the Medicare death penalty, that they have made substantial corrections. But it reassures you that when there is something that is serious, government at state level and the federal level do move relatively quickly. I mean, all of this has been done within a month.
Do you see any changes coming to this type of regulatory environment in healthcare?
No. We are looking at deregulating issues concerning insurance, health information processing, making information more readily available on pricing, but not this level. This level is the policing of the delivery of our healthcare services.
Does this also bring into question transparency in any way? You mentioned that this hospital in Greenville was right up front immediately and everything
This has been in the newspaper in Greenville. It's been in the newspaper across the state of South Carolina. It is not something that the hospital is proud of, but they have a compliance officer. They've had their director of emergency services, because the event took place in the emergency department, has been up front, and they've stepped up and been, they haven't tried to sweep anything under the rug. What always gets people, Michael, is the cover-up. This is something that happens in hospitals much more frequently than we are really aware of. And what brought this to my attention was the folks in Greenville were upfront about it. And in other parts of the state, we have no idea that this is going on. Although it's public information if you know how to go look for it.
Well, Lynn, thank you so much for visiting our studio once again.
Be back next month.
Lynn Bailey is a healthcare economist in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to her Twitter page posted at our website so you can keep track of what she's up to. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.